For many families across the globe, choosing what, where and when to eat are luxurious choices for families. However, for those in the southern part of Madagascar, the situation is completely different. Aid organizations say up to 1.3 million people in that area face severe food shortages, with the worst drought in 40 years. The United Nations says sandstorms and pest infestations have worsened the situation, wiping away 60% of crops. Medicines Sans Frontières, MSF, also known as Doctors Without Borders, has been on the ground in Madagascar since the beginning of the year. Behonja Gure is the MSF official responsible for emergency services and is in charge of Madagascar.
The situation is clearly quite dire. There is a crisis of malnutrition. No rain since more than 3 years, and where people had really difficulties now to gather enough food to face actually the period of dry season. So we observe a lot of acute malnourished children that require emergency care. Huh?
Kenneth Bowen, country director for Dodge Weltonge Haifa, says this has pushed citizens to resort to desperate measures to survive.
There have been pretty dire coping mechanisms, including the sale of household assets to try to gain sufficient money to buy food, and foraging in the local countryside to try to for wild foods and roots to eat. So the situation is extremely serious. 500,000 children who are acutely malnourished. Of that figure, over 100,000 children are severely malnourished.
Gwe says organizations like MSF are doing their best, but it's clearly not enough.
We combine nutritional activities with food distribution as well. So we focus mainly on children under 10 years old. And we as well combine this intervention with all the treatment of the associated disease to those children. So we distribute as well a complete food ration for the entire family who had malnourished children.
And Bowen has this passionate call to the international community.
More is required in terms of funding from major institutional donors around the world. At the moment, we're saving lives by providing unconditional cash transfers and food assistance to households. But over and above that, there still needs to be a lot of support in terms of food and nutrition security, in terms of education, health, social protection, livelihood support for those same people.
In his recent address to the UN General Assembly, Malagasy President Andry Nirina Rajoelina described the situation as a wave of drought that has left water sources dry, rendering all forms of subsistence activities impossible. The effects on families have been devastating. Locusts, wild leaves, raw red cactus fruits and roots constitute a decent meal for many. But many others are too weak and sick to gather these in the bushes. The World Food Programme says families are already dying from severe hunger. If nothing is done fast, up to 28,000 people are expected to be in a catastrophic condition soon. Those who have sold everything to fill their bellies now wait for one or two things: death or assistance. Tuso Kumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.